Welcome to this edition of the Heartfelt Ministries podcast with your host, counselor, author, women's minister, and Bible teacher, Dr. Joneal Kirby. Each week, Dr. Kirby, aka Dr. Mom, will give you practical life encouragement as she hits on topics like, do you want your kids to know and love God? Are you struggling with time to make memories with your children? Do you want to build a legacy of faith in your family? Is it your deep desire to have a stronger marriage? How can you be a good friend in today's social society? Dr. Kirby shares her heart with you, hoping you'll be refreshed and blessed each week. Heartfelt Ministries is an international women's ministry helping women all over the globe reach God's potential for women based in Titus 2. Now, for today's podcast, here's our host, the founder of Heartfelt Ministries, Joneal Kirby.
Hi, I'm so glad you're listening today to the Heartfelt Podcast. It is Podcast Friday for Heartfelt, and although you may be listening to this on any other day of the week, I do put up new podcasts every Friday on our website, heartfeltministries.org. Can I just tell you how much I appreciate your faithful listening? This podcast just goes out, I guess, out into the Netherlands, into the other world, cyberspace, and of course, as I'm recording, I have no idea at all who is going to be listening to the subject I'm talking about. Do I sound like I'm breathing hard? Sorry. Because today is Heartfelt Podcast on the road. No, I'm not doing this while I'm driving. I am a little bit impulsive and cuckoo, but I don't think I would ever take that on and be that distracted when I'm behind the wheel of my car. However, I am walking, and this is an attempt for me at my age and stage in life to stay as healthy as I possibly can. After all, I do have 7 grandchildren. The oldest is only 8. The youngest is 11 months. And I've got a lot of grandparenting to do. Period. Lots of grandparenting to do. Exclamation point. So you get this. So every once in a while I'm on the road walking, I'm going to just take that opportunity to share with you some thoughts. And today, I want to talk specifically about the wonderful things that happen when you become a grandparent and some of the responsibilities that come along with that blessing. I will slow down a little bit so that I'm not breathing so hard and struggling. Sorry if this feels a little painful to you, but you know what? Put your earbuds on and come out on the road with me, and you can walk, exercise, and listen along with me. As I've said, I have 7 grandchildren. 5 of them are boys, 2 of them are girls. 5 boys came along, wow, just in a row, like little dominoes. The first one was born, and here comes the other 4. Bam, 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 bam. Bam. And 5 boys. Wow. Has our life been full, and has our life changed dramatically by having those wonderful, precious children in our lives? You know what that's like. You, as a grandparent, as a grandmother, you know that there is nothing more lovely than having your grandchild run to you with open arms, a smile on their face, jumping into your arms and telling you how much they love you, miss you, or of course, those infamous words, what did you bring me, honey? Yeah, I get that question pretty frequently, much to the chagrin and raised eyebrows of their moms and dads. But you know what? When my grandkids see me, they know not only am I happy to see them, but I have been super happy just thinking about them when I wasn't with them. Which leads me sometimes to some of those toy aisles that include Legos and books and even a few dolls have recently come into my life, because after those five boys were born, we just could not imagine having a sweeter, more precious, blessed life than we were having with those guys. And then God brought along Cora Grace and Kirby Jane. And can I tell you that if grand boys are amazing, well, these two precious little baby girls have brought a whole nother level of love and blessings into our lives. These two little girls with their precious dimples, their giant eyes, their sweet spirits, and their spunkiness are putting us on a whole nother level of grandparenting that we had never really ever imagined, so we couldn't prepare for. But you know, grandparenting is like that. You don't have practice. Unlike parenting, where you have been able to absorb some parenting information and knowledge and even absorb much of the love of your own parents, perhaps, but those of your friends around you that are having kids, your family members. Becoming a grandparent is not something you can prepare your heart for. I say that because it is so hard to imagine that you can create so much love in your mind and in your heart and in your life for brand new human beings. I mean, over the top feelings, over the top energy, crazy amount of time and attention for brand new people in your family. I love my kids, and those of you who know me, especially those of you who know me well and do life with me, you know how I love my children and always have been so blessed to have those three, and now the three more that they've added to our family with their wives and husband. But y'all, I'm telling you, grandkid love, oh no. We're talking about a whole new level that's beyond the word infatuation. This is a love that the only way I can explain it, it is grand joy. Yeah, just joy. Because, you know, when you're loving as a parent, there's always this backstory of feelings and emotions and thoughts, worries and anxieties, because you're totally responsible for the upbringing, the discipline, teaching and training of your children. That's a big deal. And as much as we all want to do that so well and so right, oftentimes we doubt ourselves, and we doubt ourselves with reality because we're not doing a great job and we see our failures. But being a grandparent allows you to feel the same amount of love on steroids, I say, because now not only do you get to love and enjoy these beautiful children that now are in your family, but that overwhelming emotion and feelings and worry, all the things I described about parenting, are not there. So we get to enjoy our grandkids. And because of our now almost a lifetime of experience with parenting children, we also know that so many of the things that we were worried and anxious about are no big deals. And although we see our children, the parents of our grandchildren, struggling with those same issues, because that's just what all parents do, we don't join them in that struggle, because we can extend to our grandkids that unconditional love and the joy of just knowing they're ours and that God has them. And that, and now in our experience and our wisdom, we know so many of those smaller things will work out. Now, I want to go to like part B of this. Because, yes, we do just relax in the joy of our little people in our lives when we're grandparents. But there is a responsibility that we hold. And I and their pa take this very seriously with those seven of ours. Because we do know that in addition to just doing long walks with them, praying with them, sitting and listening to them read us a book for the third, fourth, seventh time, taking the time to love them and just enjoy being with them, there is also a responsibility God has put upon us as grandparents to influence their lives and their faith lives in a way that perhaps no other person in their lives will. And I mean that. As a mental health researcher and therapist, I have discovered that the words and the lives of grandparents have extreme value to children in their upbringing. In fact, social researchers tell us that for children, the second greatest influence beyond their parents are their grandparents. So the way we live our lives in front of our children and grandchildren, the way we talk, the way we think, the way we express ourselves, our own emotions, our own faith is on wide open display and being watched as if it were on a 40-foot movie screen by our grandkids. And you marry that with this incredible love and joy that we have for them. And oftentimes, because of that relationship we build with our grandkids, our responsibility is even to a greater degree than any other person on the earth besides their parents. You know, many of you may actually be helping raise your grandkids, sometimes through no fault of their parents, but sometimes because of circumstances of their parents that they're not able to do a full-time job of raising their children. So you have stepped in to help them with the parenting role. I admire you so much for doing that because it does require so much sacrifice and so much energy to raise little kids. No wonder God shut that ability down for moms, that there was a certain age and stage where we couldn't go beyond to actually birth or raise kids because our energy level is dying every day. No matter how much we may exercise and how much healthy eating, our bodies are not meant to last forever. And so as we age, we do get tired. However, those of you who are in the business of raising or semi-raising your own grandchildren, you have to keep that energy level up. And I just want you to know how much I love and appreciate the efforts that you're making to make sure that they turn into Bible-believing, God-loving, Jesus-serving adults. Well, I've sat down now, so my breath will not be coming in such stops and starts, and I'm sorry for all that huffing and puffing, but when I'm on the road with the podcast, occasionally you're going to hear a little bit of my exertion, and like I said, this may inspire you to put your earbuds in and walk and talk with me on the podcast when we're on the road. As I was saying earlier, I want to encourage you grandparents who are taking on the role of parenting or semi-parenting your grandkids, because I know that this is a extra load on you at the stage and age of your life. But I know your dependence on the Lord, your trust and faith that God has you in exactly the right place for the needs of your family, and the fact that you have agreed that you need to take on this role is very biblical, very sound, and I want you to know how much love and support that many of us believers are giving to you, even if we may not know you personally. I do know many of you personally, though, and I admire you in my deepest of hearts. My prayers go out for you. One of the things that we're talking about today is the influence of us on our spiritual relationship with our children. So I want to end with this. You know, I was that grandma that as soon as I heard I was going to have my very first grandbaby, I headed to the mall and bought a carload of baby clothes and toys. Maybe that's like you. And as my first grandson reached toddlerhood, my husband and I would take him out to parks and out to get ice cream. And he loved pizza and Mexican food. And so we visited restaurants with him. But as my first grandchild grew older, and now the six more have come into the world, I start thinking more about the influence that our culture is having on them. And their grandfather and I really do give a lot of thought and intentional prayer to being positive influence on all of them. How do we do that? Well, I think it's important that we are very aware of the drastic changes that have taken place in our culture, and that the last 10 years especially are so much greater than the changes that we have seen in our 50 years before that. Because we are now in the age of lots of screens and smartphones and social media. We've redefined marriage, what it means to be a man or a woman. And then we have this enormous influence of popular entertainment with all of its immorality and coarseness in our face through movies and music and television. And so we just have to realize this is the only world our nation's grandkids have ever known. It is not the world we grew up in, but it is the world they are growing up in. I think it's important that we understand that the social pressures their parents feel and that our grandchildren see as trends are something they're dealing with every day, and we need to understand that better. So we need to do a good job of reading Christian books about culture. We need to not keep our head buried in the sand and go, woe is me, what's happened to the world? No, we need to engage the culture in understanding it so we can better, as the elders in the family, bring some wisdom into that situation. Can I just say this? And please understand me. You may be in that age and stage of retirement, but we never can retire from kingdom work. There is not a retirement pension this side of heaven. And so we cannot give up teaching our children and our children's children to love and fear the Lord as we are commanded to do in Deuteronomy. This is vital kingdom work, y'all. I believe that's why the Apostle Paul's words, where he is praising Timothy's grandmother, Lois, who nurtured one of Paul's most incredibly able helpers in his Christian faith. Read that in 2 Timothy 1, and you'll see the important role that grandparents played in furthering the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why my husband and I take a great interest in the spiritual lives of our grandchildren, praying for them daily, spending as much one-on-one time with them as we can, and hosting them and their families in our home at every opportunity. I believe that the spiritual role of grandparents in this generation may be more important and definitely could have more lasting impact than perhaps in any other generation. Our churches will help us with our Christian child rearing, but oftentimes there's not much teaching on Christian grandparenting. But contributing to the discipling of our grandchildren is immensely important. We need to impress on them how important faith is by living lives of important faith. We need to become so invested in the work of God that our life involvement with the kingdom work is out there obvious to our grandchildren. We need to talk to our grandchildren about our spiritual influence and our spiritual walk. Sometimes that means we have to sacrifice something we would rather be doing or is more comfortable for us to do. But sometimes it means moving halfway across the country just to be near them so we can love on them and influence them. As I said, behind parents, grandparents are the most influential people in the lives of children. How can we best use that influence to help the kingdom grow? There are many, many resources for grandparents who want to come alongside their families, alongside the parents and grandchildren. And I encourage you to seek out some of those resources. There is a group of grandparents called the Legacy Coalition, which has resources and training for grandparents. I encourage you to look at their resources. Also, on christianbook.com, you will find so many books that refer to the relationship between grandparents and their grandchildren. I encourage you to start reading those books, to get on the website of some of the Christian grandparenting resources, and look for those things that will help you build up your knowledge and your love of Jesus Christ, so that that is what you will be able to pass on to the next generation of children in your family, your most precious grandchildren. God bless you. Thank you for being with us today on the Heartfelt Podcast. I ask you to be with us every Friday. And once those podcasts are posted on heartfeltministries.org, they will be there forever and ever. In other words, cyberspace has them. They won't go away. But I encourage you to put them into your weekly listening on podcast. And I thank you for that. God bless you. Now go out and have a great day.